Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I want to talk about business growth. I want to talk about your business and its growth and what you're doing about that. Hundreds of years ago, you know, the seed of a giant sequoia redwood tree germinated and it took root. At that moment, it was genetically predetermined that that tree would become a giant. But if the germinating seed of a Bradford pear tree could know anything, it's that its issue will never be very tall. As trees go, Bradford pears are short. It's in the genes. A tree's growth plan is fairly simple. You soak up some sunshine and water as much as possible and fight off the pests and the competition and basically let genetics take care of all the rest. Now, those are trees. Businesses are not like trees. I'm going to say that again. This is going to be on the test, folks. Businesses are not like trees. Fortunately or unfortunately, there are no genetic codes for our businesses. Nothing predetermined to take us off the hook in terms of how large our organization should become. Whether our company becomes a giant or an ornamental is completely up to us, the owners. Absolutely, just like with a tree, there are forces. There are market factors that influence growth. Capital availability, competition, and just general economic conditions, plus our own business acumen and management ability. But like water and food and sunshine, these are environmental influences, not genetic code. Businesses are not like trees. That's going to be on the test. A Bradford pear tree cannot decide to grow as tall as a giant redwood. But in a free market economy, the size of a business can be whatever the owner makes it. And for small businesses, that fact creates two questions that you and I go to sleep asking ourselves, and we wake up trying to answer. And here are those two questions. Number one, how big do I want my business to be? And the second question is, how fast do I want to get to that size? Two questions. Think about it, and I think you're probably nodding your head right now. How big do I want my business to be, and how fast do I want to get there? Now, here's the good news. There are no wrong or right answers. That's the beauty of a free market economy. It's your business. You get to decide. The Bradford pear can't decide to be bigger. It has to be the size that its genes, and primarily its genes, will make it. You and I aren't like that. Our businesses are not genetic. Our growth is not genetic, I should say. And we get to decide. But even though there are no right or wrong answers to how big do I want to be and how fast do I want to get there, there are right and wrong reasons. For business owners, growth is a rope that can be made into a ladder or a noose. With the right business model, capitalization plan, and effective leadership, you can design and build a rope ladder that you can climb to great heights. But growth for its own sake is organizational suicide. I want to say that again. Growth for its own sake is organizational suicide. If you don't believe me, take a look at what happened about 4 or 5 years ago. Actually, maybe it's, you know, you could go all the way back to 10 years ago. What happened to the dot-coms of the 1990s? They created what we now know is the dot-bomb graveyard. They were growing for growth's own sake, and that was a mistake. Now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I have two more questions that actually are more important than the two that I just asked you. I'm going to ask you about some questions. I'm going to tell you some questions, give you some questions that you need to be asking yourself instead of the first two questions. 20 till the hour. I'm on the wrong side of the clock. I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I asked you two questions about growth a minute ago. I gave you two questions that I know you and I are asking ourselves. How big do I want to be my business, and how fast do I want to get there? But here are two more important questions than those two, which I believe small business owners should be asking themselves first. And here's the first one. Do I want to grow my business? And number two, if so, why? Just as you have the right to grow your business, you have the right to limit growth. I'm going to say that again. You may not have thought about this before. It's true, and obviously it's pretty intuitive, but you may not have thought about it, believe it or not. Just as you have the right to grow your business, you have the right to limit growth. And believe it or not, the latter is more difficult for most of us than the former, and here's why. Entrepreneurs are hardwired to create more of the object of their entrepreneurialism. We're hardwired to grow our business because one of the reasons is the culture of the marketplace encourages, recognizes, and rewards growth. Think about that. The marketplace is nothing if not competitive. And the most prominent byproduct of being a successful competitor is growth. So it's in the face of all this pressure, small businesses must be able to answer these two questions, especially the first one, the second one, I should say. The first one is, do I want to grow my business? And if so, why? Now, Peter Meyer, many of you know Peter. Peter was on earlier this week. He's the author of Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets. And in his book, Warp Speed Growth, he lists four fallacies of growth, and they're very important. And I'm going to identify what those fallacies are, and then I'm going to comment on them. Growth fallacy number one, you can grow out of an organizational problem. You can grow out of an organizational problem. Sometimes that's why people decide that they need to grow, because they think, if I just get bigger, you know, I'll be better. Sometimes in a state of denial or ignorance, small business owners actually believe that getting bigger will fix their management and organizational shortcomings. Think about this. Go back to the tree example. If a tree is bent, fertilizing it won't make it grow straighter, only faster in the wrong direction. If you have organizational challenges, don't grow until you resolve those challenges. I want to read this one part again. If a tree is bent, fertilizing it won't make it grow straighter, only faster in the wrong direction. That may be the most important thing I say to you today when you're thinking about growing your business if you've got some organizational challenges. All right, fallacy number two, growth equals profitability. Yes, increased sales volume can help you improve vendor discounts and therefore gross margins. But that doesn't mean your organization can manage the extra activity well enough to convert those discounts to the bottom line. One of the rudest awakenings an owner can have is when projected sales growth has been achieved, but the bottom line of the much anticipated profit and loss statement is no better and maybe even worse than it was during the period with lower sales. When I talk to small business owners about their growth plan, I remind them that it's not what you make that's important. It's what you keep. It's not sales, the top line. I know everybody wants to drive the top line, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but what would you rather have, more sales or more profits? You can't take sales to the bank. You can take profits to the grocery store. Okay, fallacy number three. Profitability improves when every customer is yours. I know a lot of you out there are thinking, you know, you look at the world and you think all these people are my prospects. Well, Peter says that's a fallacy. And here are my thoughts on that. Being the market leader can be overrated. In the book, Peter says, research shows that only 29% of market leaders were also the profitability leader. Think about that. Less than a third of the people who were the leaders in their industry had more profit, had the most profit. Two-thirds of those who weren't leading in the top line were the most profitable. Not only are you not going to sell every customer, as a small business owner, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want every customer. Every business has some individual customers and some customer profiles that are not profitable. You remember, you don't spend sales, only profits. And if you've got customers that are not profitable, you need to cut them loose. You need to go away from them. Maybe you need to fire some customers. All right. Fallacy number four is if you grow, customers will benefit. When we come back, that's what I want to talk about. That how just because you want to grow, you might think it's a good thing for you, but is it a good thing for your customers? And I want to remind you who the most important person in your business is. It's not you. You're pretty important. It's not your employees. They're pretty important too, but employees come and go. And employees don't write you checks that you put in your cash register. Customers do that. They're the most important person in your business. We're going to talk about how they're affected by your growth right after these messages. Tintel, stay with us. Here's Robert Cray to take us out. We're back. Seven Till. I'm Jim Lysingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't forget, Joan Pryde is going to be with us in the next hour. We're going to talk about what Kiplinger has to say about what's going on in the world today. All right, we're on fallacy number four. We're talking about the growth of your small business, and is it the right thing to do? The question is, remember, is there the four questions are: how big do I want my business to be? How fast do I want to get there? But then here are the two questions that should come in front of that. Do I want to grow my business? And if so, why? Now, here's fallacy number four. If you grow your business, customers will benefit. Now, how many times have you said that to yourself? If I just grew, I could do a much better job for my customers. You probably have. Peter Meyer says focusing on growth is focusing on yourself. Now, remember what we've said about who our thoughts should and our plans should be focused on. Not you and me, on our customers. Every minute your company focuses on itself is a minute diverted away from focusing on the customer. One of the classic examples of a company's self-absorbed focus on growth is when it uses the term fastest growing in the market, you know, whatever brochure or advertisement or whatever, the fastest growing XYZ company in the market, whatever. That's one of the classic examples of being self-absorbed. and it doesn't benefit your customer necessarily. It'll not automatically benefit your customers. What makes you think customers don't like you the size you are? What makes you think they will like you when you get to be the new size that you're planning? Think about that. Every single person listening to my voice knows a story where a company that you did business with, you liked that restaurant the size that it was. They knocked out a wall, they added a dining room, and it's just not the same. And so now it's not like it was. Now, okay, we can't hold back good positive growth because of our customers. Just because Jim Blasingame liked the little cozy restaurant, if a restaurant wants to grow, that's fine. But what you have to realize is you might lose me. Now, you might pick up three more people, but you might lose me. So what you need to make sure is that you don't pick up one and lose three. If you can lose one and pick up three, that's a good deal. Go ahead and grow like that. But if your growth is so self-absorbed, if it's so focused inwardly, if it's so your growth plans are so focused on what's good for your company and not so much on what's good for the customer, you might lose three and pick up one, and that's a bad deal. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm the last person to tell you that growth is bad or that you should be happy with the size of your company. I'm a capitalist, and capitalists love growth. But I do want to encourage you to make sure that when you grow your business, it's because you've thought about why and how. Here are five reality checks, each one followed by a little slap in the face question. The marketplace is pretty full already. Is there really opportunity to grow? These are some reality checks of some things that you need to think about. I'm going to read that one again. The marketplace is pretty full already. Is there really an opportunity to grow? Here's another one. Growth takes cash. How will I fund the growth I'm planning? That's a big question to ask yourself. Here's another one. The rewards of growth are typically delayed. These are truths, ladies and gentlemen. The rewards of growth are typically delayed. If we grow as planned, can my organization wait for the payoff? Here's another one. Growth takes a company into unfamiliar operating territory. Do I have the staff and systems to blaze that trail without creating a casualty list? And the last one. Being a business owner should be a source of happiness. Here's the slap in the face question. Will I be happy with a larger business? That's a very important question to ask yourself that. And this is where you say, thanks, I needed that. You're welcome. Write this on a rock, folks. Businesses are not like trees. How big your business becomes is not genetically predetermined. It's up to you. Just because you can grow your business doesn't mean that you should. Ask the questions, and then proceed based on the answers to those questions. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. You know who you are. You're my heroes. I'll be back in a few minutes with Joe Pride. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.